you know, if you're a fire crew and you're on the fire line and you need to evacuate the fire line to get to a safer area, then it's really valuable to understand exactly how long that's going to take, right? Because understanding, you know, the difference between taking 3 minutes and taking 4 minutes could be the difference between injury or even fatalities.
This is Mickey Campbell, a professor in the Department of Geosciences at Fort Lewis College in Colorado. Campbell and his collaborators at the University of Utah and the U.S. Forest Service found that current information about travel rates were outdated and relied on information based on only a few individuals.
So we had this thought that in the modern age of big data, where everybody's information, everybody's position and location being tracked by GPS on our phones, on our watches, we asked the question, you know, if we can tap into this huge database of GPS tracked information, then potentially we could really improve the accuracy and precision of the ability to predict travel rates as a function of slope.
Strava is a popular activity app that uses GPS to track and analyze physical activity, such as running or cycling. Campbell used walking and hiking data of over 81,000 miles from Strava to better understand travel times across different terrains.
With our current ability to map existing terrain conditions, we can predict pretty accurately how long it's going to take that person to get from location A to location B with a higher degree of accuracy and a higher degree of precision than we've ever been able to do.
This research is being directly applied to firefighter safety and search and rescue, when knowing exactly how long it will take to cross a terrain can mean a life or death situation.
So if we know where a fire crew is at any given time based on GPS on their phone or something, and we know where this crew needs to get to in a dangerous situation, knowing how fast people can move across the landscape based on slope conditions allows us to provide a really accurate estimate of the time it will take a fire crew to get from the fire line to a safety zone.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.